这是菲律宾史上最骇人听闻的惨案。
This is the most appalling crime in Philippine history.
原本生活幸福的一家四口。
Originally, a happy family of four.
在女儿的苦苦恳求下。
Under the daughter's persistent pleas.
收养了女儿的好友。
Adopted her daughter from a friend.
一个十七岁的女孤儿。
A 17-year-old orphan.
可仅仅五个月后就招来了杀身之祸。
It could bring about death within just 5 months.
上演了现实版的孤儿院。
It was like a real orphanage.
那么他为何如此残忍？
Why was he so cruel?
警方又是怎样发现他才是真凶？
How did the police find out that he was the real culprit?
这一期我们来聊菲律宾孤儿院。
This time, let's talk about orphanages in the Philippines.
2021年12月10日下午的2点58分
1:58 p.m. December 10, 2021.
时年48岁的高中老师克鲁兹·马加德正在妻子担任校长的小学帮忙修缮设施。
In that year, Cruz McGarter, a 48-year-old high school teacher, was helping his wife, who was the principal of an elementary school, repair facilities.
此时电话响起，是邻居打来的。
At this moment, the phone rang, and it was a neighbor calling.
说他在经过马加德家的时候
，When he was passing through McGarter,
发现里面一片狼藉。
Found a mess inside.
似乎是遭了贼。马加德立刻放下手中的工作。
He immediately put down his work as if he had been robbed.
往家赶，路上一直在担心家中的孩子。
While on the way home, I was constantly worried about my children at home.
因为他没有接到孩子们的求助电话。
Because he didn't receive the call for help from the children.
而当马加德推开院子的大门后
，And when Magder pushed open the door of the courtyard，
眼前的景象让他顿感不安。
The sight before him filled him with unease。
门口的地上有一条沾满血迹的毛毯。
There is a blood-stained rug on the ground at the entrance。
旁边是一把带血的刀。
There is a bloody knife next to it。
他立刻推门而入。
He immediately pushed the door open.
大声呼喊孩子们的名字。
Shout the children's names loudly.
可没有人回应。
No one responded.
他当走到客厅时
，When he reached the living room,
马加德停了下来。
Maggie stopped.
他看到了自己十八岁的女儿格温，身上布满淤青和刀伤。
He saw the bruises and cuts all over his 18-year-old daughter, Gwen.
脖子受伤最为严重。
The neck injury is the most serious.
整个人已经皮肉外翻。
The whole person has already turned inside out.
血肉模糊。
Wrapped in flesh.
头部还被毛巾紧紧裹住。
The head was also wrapped tightly in a towel.
由于死亡
died
已经有一段时间
it has been a while
蚂蚁开始在身边聚集在离格温不远的大门附近
ants started to gather near the gate that was not far from Gwen
16岁的儿子路易斯手脚被捆绑
my 16-year-old son Louis had his hands and feet tied up
嘴里塞着东西
mouth full of food
身上同样布满淤青和刀伤。
The body was also covered in bruises and cuts.
就在马加德为亲生骨肉被杀害而难过的时候
，While Magda was grieving over the murder of her own flesh and blood，
十七岁的养女珍妮斯从房间里走了出来。
The 17-year-old adopted daughter Jane came out of the room.
头发是湿的
，Hair is wet.
脸色苍白
，pale，
显然受到了极度惊吓。
Obviously, he was extremely frightened.
他告诉马加德
，He told Magda，
自己刚才在洗澡。
I was just taking a bath.
听到外面有动静后，打开了房门。
After hearing some noise outside, I opened the door.
结果看到了几个歹徒正在伤害格温和路易斯。
The result was that several thugs were attacking Gwen and Louis.
他吓得赶紧反锁房门。
He was so scared that he quickly locked the door.
躲在床底下才逃过了一劫。
I narrowly escaped by hiding under the bed.
对于这番说辞
,Regarding this statement,
马加德没有怀疑
,Mag has no doubts,
而是立刻拨打了报警电话。
Instead, he immediately called the police.
并且警方很快就发现案件的真相似乎没有珍妮斯说的那么简单。
And the police soon found that the truth of the case was not as simple as what Janice had said.
首先
First,
家中的门锁和窗户没有损坏。
The door locks and windows in the house were not damaged.
那么歹徒如何进入屋内？
How did the criminals get into the house?
其次
Secondly,
虽然家中的橱柜和抽屉都被打开
Although the cabinets and drawers in the house were all opened,
所有物品散落一地
All the items are scattered on the ground.
但除了姐弟俩的手机丢失
But besides the loss of the phones of the two siblings,
家里的财物没有任何损失。在门外的不远处
There were no losses in the family's property, and it was not far from the door.
警方发现了一件沾满血迹的短袖，推测是凶手逃跑时脱掉的。
Police found a blood-stained short-sleeved shirt, which was suspected to be the one worn by the perpetrator when he fled.
在距离案发现场大概100米的一条沟渠中
，in a ditch about 100 meters away from the crime scene.
警方找到了一个塑料袋
The police found a plastic bag.
里面是沾满血迹的裤子和内裤
There are blood-stained pants and underwear inside.
这表明凶手逃跑时并没有很慌张
This indicates that the perpetrator did not panic when fleeing.
还记得脱掉引人注目的血衣
Remember to remove the striking blood.
并且家中的洗衣机在案发时被使用过。
And the washing machine in the house was used at the time of the incident.
里面却没有洗干净的衣物。
There were no clean clothes inside.
还有姐弟俩身上的伤口，在进行了整整2天的尸检后。
After the bodies of the two siblings were examined for a full 2 days.
法医在格温身上发现了32处刀伤。
The forensic pathologist found 32 stab wounds on Gwen.
其中一些伤口深到几乎切断了他的四肢。路易斯身上共有51处。
Among them, some wounds were so deep that they almost severed his limbs. Louis had a total of 51 wounds on his body.
伤口较深的伤口已经让内脏和骨头暴露在外。
The deep wound had exposed the internal organs and bones.
并且姐弟俩在失血过多而亡后
And the two siblings died from excessive bleeding.
还遭到了钝器的殴打
Also, they were beaten with blunt objects.
这很显然是恨之入骨的仇杀
This is clearly a hateful murder.
而马加德夫妇平日里待人友善
Meanwhile, the Magdets were known for their friendly and approachable demeanor.
从未与人结仇
Never harbor grudges.
所以
So,
一对年轻的姐弟究竟招惹了谁
Who did these two young siblings get involved with?
要对他们如此残忍
To be so cruel to them.
最后也是最关键的证据
The final and most crucial evidence.
就是作案工具，一把刀柄断裂
，The handle of the weapon, a knife, was broken.
沾满血迹的刀
，A blood-stained knife.
一把砍刀
，A knife.
一根棒球棍
，A baseball bat.
一把锤子，以及客厅地板上散落的玻璃碎片和碎酒瓶
，A hammer, scattered glass shards, and broken bottles on the living room floor.
这些作案工具不但证明凶手肯定不止一个人，
These tools not only prove that the perpetrator must be more than one person.
最重要的是他们的摆放位置。
The most important thing is their placement.
首先是锤子。
First, the hammer.
这是马加德。
This is maggot.
平时用来修理房屋的工具。
Tools used for repairing houses.
他担心孩子们接触会有危险。
He is worried that the children will be exposed to danger.
一直都非常谨慎地存放。
Always stored carefully.
把锤子藏在了洗衣机后面。
The hammer is hidden behind the washing machine.
他很肯定只有三个人知道锤子的位置，分别是他自己、已经身亡的格温和幸存的养女。
He was certain that only three people knew the location of the hammer. Himself, who was already dead, Gwen, and his surviving adopted daughter.
珍妮丝。
Jane.
还有那根棒球棍属于16岁的路易斯，一直放在他房间里。
And that baseball bat belongs to the 16-year-old Louis, and he always keeps it in his room.
上下铺的上铺。
Upper bunk and lower bunk.
在珍妮丝被收养后
After being adopted by Jane,
路易斯主动让出了自己的房间
Louis willingly gave up his room.
每天都睡在沙发上
Every day I sleep on the sofa.
所以只有他和珍妮丝知道棒球棍的位置
So only he and Jenkins knew the location of the baseball bat.
而珍妮丝被怀疑的地方还不止这些。
In addition, Jenkins was also suspected of other crimes.
他告诉警方，歹徒事先袭击了路易斯。
He told the police that the perpetrator had previously attacked Louis.
在杀害了格温，可法医判断格温的死亡时间要早于路易斯近两个小时。
According to the autopsy report, Gwen's death occurred about 2 hours earlier than Louis.
所以珍妮丝的口供前后矛盾。
Therefore, Johnny's testimony was inconsistent.
还有珍妮丝表示
Jane also said that
在歹徒行凶时
When the villains are committing crimes,
他的手机关了机
His phone was turned off.
但马加德回忆
But Margarita recalled.
他曾拨打过珍妮丝的电话。
He has called and texted Jenny.
并没有关机。
There is no shutdown.
只是无人接听。
Just no one answered.
珍妮丝事后又向警方修改了口供。
Jane also later modified her statement to the police.
说是自己记错了。
It was said that he had made a mistake.
还记得珍妮丝说
Remember what Jane said.
她当时躲在床底下才逃过一劫。
He narrowly escaped by hiding under the bed at that time.
那么歹徒应该是没有进入过他的房间。
So, the perpetrator must not have entered his room.
可他房间里的物品同样被翻得乱七八糟。
But the items in his room were also scattered around.
不仅如此
Moreover,
在珍妮丝躲在床底下的时候
When Jenny was hiding under the bed,
她没有拨打报警电话
He didn't call the police.
而是先给养母发了求助消息
Instead, he first sent a plea for help to his mother.
但养母没有回复之后
But after the adoptive mother didn't reply,
珍妮丝没有给养父马加德发求助消息
Jane didn't send a message to her adoptive father, Magder.
而是打开了社交平台。
Instead, it opened a social media platform.
在上面发布求助帖。说
I posted a help request above.
有人闯入他家。
Someone broke into his house.
他此时躲在房间里。
He's hiding in the room at this moment.
求网友们帮帮他。
Please help him.
在如此慌乱的情况下
In such a chaotic situation,
整个求助帖不但没有任何一个错别字
The entire plea for help contains absolutely no typos.
还在两段文字中间加入了几个哭泣的表情来放大
added a few crying emojis in the middle of the two paragraphs to emphasize
他当时恐惧的情绪不仅如此
he was not only afraid but also terrified
有网友通过技术手段发现
a netizen discovered through technical means
珍妮斯除了发布求助帖
Besides posting a plea for help,
还发了一条很快被删除的哀悼帖，上面写着沉痛哀。
I also posted a message that was quickly deleted, which said deeply saddened.
到格温和路易斯还艾特了两人的账号。
Gwen and Louis also tagged two people in the post.
如果你认为这些还不足以证明珍妮斯就是凶手，或者是帮凶曾参与其中的话。
If you still think that these are not enough to prove that Jenkins is the perpetrator or accomplice,
那么一个送货司机的证词或许可以坐实珍妮斯的嫌疑。
Then a testimony from a delivery driver might be enough to prove Jenny's guilt.
这位司机在案发当天的2:57
At 2:57 p.m. on the day of the incident, the driver.
也就是邻居联系马加德的前一分钟来到了马加德家门口。
Just before the neighbor contacted Magade, he arrived at Magade's house.
按了很久的门铃后
I rang the doorbell for a long time.
他看到一个女子的身影来到门口。
He saw a woman's figure approaching the door.
通过门缝往外看
Look through the door.
虽然他没有看清这个人是不是珍妮斯
Although he couldn't clearly see if it was Jenkins.
但根据法医判定的死亡时间以及马加德回忆
However, based on the forensic determination of the time of death and Magade's recollection,
前门当时是反锁的状态
The front door was in a state of disrepair.
所以这个人大概率就是珍妮斯
Therefore, the only reasonable option is Jenkins.
可尽管所有的线索和证据全都指向了珍妮斯
However, all the clues and evidence point to Jennifer.
但由于他当时只有17岁还是未成年
However, because he was only 17 years old at the time, he was considered a minor.
所以就算是警方在凶器上发现了珍妮斯的指纹
So, even if the police found Johnny's fingerprints on the weapon,
也不足以证明珍妮斯参与了谋杀。
It is also not enough to prove that Jenkins was involved in the murder.
警方只能给珍妮斯安排了律师。
The police could only assign a lawyer to Jane.
以保证他的合法权益。
To ensure his legal rights.
不过很快案件就有了转机。
However, the case soon took a turn.
珍妮斯的养母
Jenny's mother.
也就是马加德的妻子
That's Magade's wife.
在事后检查珍妮斯房间的时候
After checking the Jenkins room,
发现了一张带有二维码的接触者追踪表格
I found a contact tracing table with a QR code.
表格上的名字不是珍妮斯
The names on the table are not Jane.
而是阿尔多时年21岁
Instead, he was 21 years old.
是当地教堂的一名司事。
It is a private matter of the local church.
珍妮斯在孤儿院时认识了他。
He met her at the orphanage.
警方立刻对阿尔多展开调查。
The police immediately launched an investigation into Ward.
并从邻居口中得知。
I learned from my neighbors.
案发的当天早上。
On the day of the incident in the morning,
奥尔多曾向他询问珍妮斯家在哪个方向。
Udo asked him which direction the Genesis family lived.
还有一位邻居则亲眼看到奥尔多走进了珍妮斯家。
Another neighbor also witnessed Ward entering the home of James.
除此之外
，In addition,
那件丢弃在门口带血的短袖和沟渠中。
The blood-stained short-sleeved shirt and the discarded items were found at the entrance and in the ditch.
塑料袋里带血了裤
The plastic bag is bloody.
裤子和内裤也被证实属于奥尔多
The pants and underwear were also confirmed to belong to Eldor.
终于在种种证据面前
Finally, in the face of all the evidence,
珍妮斯承认是她和自己的男友奥尔多一起参与了谋杀案。
Jenny's admitted that he and his boyfriend, Ord, were involved in the murder.
这么做的目的
The purpose of doing so
仅仅是因为羡慕
Just because of envy
嫉妒和怨恨
Jealousy and resentment
羡慕嫉妒
Envy, jealousy
很好理解
Very clear
至于怨恨
As for resentment,
是因为多年的孤儿院生活
because of a long-term life in an orphanage,
让他极度缺乏情感的温暖和稳定性
make him extremely lack of emotional warmth and stability.
在和马加德一家生活时
while living with the Magad family,
他明确表达出自己希望被一视同仁
He clearly expressed his desire to be treated equally.
但情感的匮乏让他极度敏感。
But the lack of emotion made him extremely sensitive.
一点点小的疏忽都会被他无限放大。
Even the smallest oversights will be magnified by him.
认为自己被孤立了。
I feel isolated.
于是他的内心逐渐扭曲。
So his inner world gradually became distorted.
认为除掉格温和路易斯就能取代他们的位置。
I think that removing Gwen and Louis will be able to replace their positions.
独享马加德夫妇的关心和爱护。
Share the care and love of the Magad family.
而珍妮斯加入这个四口之家是格温百般恳求后的结果。却上演了一出真实版的《农夫与蛇》。案发的五个月前
，And the arrival of Jane in this family was the result of Gwen's persistent pleas. But 5 months ago, a real-life version of the farmer and the snake story unfolded.
也就是2021年七月，格温在一次慈善义工活动中结识了17岁的珍妮斯。
In 2021, Gwen met 17-year-old Jenny's during a charity volunteer event.
两人一见如故。
They hit it off immediately.
很快成为无话不谈的闺蜜。
Became best friends very quickly.
珍妮斯告诉格温，自己的父母在她很小的时候就去世了。
Jean told Gwen that his parents had died when he was very young.
他的姨妈收留了他。
His aunt took him in.
他一直靠打零工和救济金勉强度日。
He has been living on odd jobs and welfare.
由于马上就要成年，会失去一些针对未成年的补助。
Because I will soon lose some subsidies that are specifically for minors.
近期还和姨妈闹翻。
Recently, I had a fight with my aunt.
所以他对自己的未来非常迷茫。善良的格温非常同情珍妮斯。
So his own future is very uncertain, and Gwen is very sympathetic to Jean.
并恳请父母收留。
And please ask your parents to take them in.
他一开始，马加德夫妇自然是拒绝的。
Initially, Mr. and Mrs. Mag naturally refused.
因为家里已经有两个孩子。
Because there are already two children in the family.
但格温百般恳求说这
But Gwen pleaded.
珍妮斯马上成年不但不需要他们照顾
Jane is about to turn 18 and no longer needs to be cared for.
还可以帮家里分担家务工作后
After helping with household chores.
还能承担部分的家庭开销
Can also cover part of the family expenses.
并且珍妮斯性格温和，以后的相处也必定会和睦。
And the harmonious relationship with the late-stage gentle personality of Jenkins is also certain.
最终，在格温的一再坚持下
，Finally, under Gwen's persistent efforts,
马加德夫妇办理了收养手续。
The Magads have completed the adoption process.
珍妮斯搬进了马加德家。
Jane moved into Maggie's house.
成为了家中的第五个成员。
Became a member of the family.
一开始
Initially,
珍妮斯表现得非常积极。
Jane was very enthusiastic.
主动做家务。
Do housework actively.
还经常早起做早餐。
Still often get up early to make breakfast.
对马加德夫妇也非常尊敬。
I highly respect the Magads.
16岁的路易斯还大方地把上下铺的房间让给珍妮斯，自己则睡在沙发上。
16-year-old Louis generously gave the bottom bunk to Jane while he slept on the couch.
可这样温馨的时光仅仅维持了不到一个月。
This warm and cozy time only lasted for less than a month.
2021年8月
August 2021,
这是珍妮斯被收养的一个月后。
This is 1 month after the adoption of Jenny's.
由于口罩问题
Due to the mask issue,
马加德夫妇住进了医院。
The Magads are in the hospital.
住院前
Before admission,
马加德在家里放了10,000 pesos作为应急基金。
Magda put 10,000 pesos in her home as an emergency fund.
大约是2,000元人民币。
Around 2,000 yuan.
但当他出院后，却发现钱不见了。
But he found that the money was missing when he was discharged.
珍妮斯表示是被小偷偷走。
Jane said that she was robbed.
但第二天，他们就在珍妮斯的书包里发现了大量现金。
But the next day, they found a large amount of cash in Johnny's backpack.
经过一番沟通后
，After some communication,
珍妮斯承认自己拿了钱。
Jane confessed that she had taken the money.
可马加德夫妇同情他。
Palmer and Gade are sympathetic.
他的遭遇，认为。
His experience suggests that
盗窃可能是他艰难的成长经历中培养的生存本能。
Stealing may be a survival instinct cultivated during his difficult upbringing.
因此没有计较，选择原谅他。
Therefore, there is no need to worry about choosing to forgive him.
不过自此之后
However, from then on,
珍妮斯就像变了一个人。
Jane was like a different person.
他不再积极地参与家务。
He no longer actively participates in household chores.
不再尊敬马加德夫妇。
No longer respect the Magad family.
面对马加德妻子指责孩子们把家里搞得一团糟。
When Magda's wife accused the children of making a mess of the house.
他还会露出非常冷淡的表情。
He would also often show a very cold expression.
也正是因为珍妮斯的态度，在一家人外出游玩。
It was also because of the attitude of the family that they were out for a trip.
马加德妻子想要拍全家福的时候
，When Maggie's wife wanted to take a family photo,
故意支走了珍妮斯
，deliberately left Jane.
或许这刺激到了她敏感的情绪。
Perhaps this stimulated his sensitive emotions.
并开始策划这起震惊菲律宾的谋杀案。
And began to plan the murder which shocked the Philippines.
而随着调查的深入
As the investigation deepened,
人们发现珍妮斯根本不是孤儿。
People discovered that Jenkins was not an orphan.
他出生于2005年。
He was born in 2005.
是家中最小的孩子。
He is the youngest child in the family.
他的童年充满了动荡。
His childhood was full of turmoil.
父亲嗜赌如命。
My father is addicted to gambling.
导致家庭支离破碎。
Causes families to break up.
母亲在2008年提出离婚，之后
After my mother filed for divorce in 2008,
再婚又生了一个孩子。
Having remarried and having another child,
由于无力照顾兄妹三人
due to the inability to take care of three younger siblings.
他们只能被安置在不同的福利机构。
They can only be placed in different welfare institutions.
很可能从这个时候开始。
It is likely that this is the beginning.
珍妮斯就在外面流浪了。
Jane was wandering outside.
因为有人在2013年9月在大街上遇到了一个小女孩。
Because someone encountered a little girl on the street in September 2013.
偷了自己叫珍妮斯。
Stole his own name.
是一个孤儿，热心的民众。
A lonely and enthusiastic citizen.
当时还帮他发布了寻人启事。
At that time, I also helped him post a missing person notice.
并把他送到了不同的孤儿院。
And he was sent to different orphanages.
2020年
,2020,
有人想收养珍妮斯时
,when someone wants to adopt Jane,
为了清除障碍
,to remove obstacles,
珍妮斯主动和父母断绝了关系。
Jane severed ties with her parents.
或许
,baby,
这是这跌宕起伏的人生经历。
It was precisely these ups and downs in life.
让他的内心逐渐扭曲。
Let his inner self gradually become distorted.
变得极度渴望亲情。
Become extremely eager for family.
所以在案件公开后
After the case was made public.
有网友表示
A user commented that
同情珍妮斯的遭遇。可很快他们就删掉了。
It's easy to sympathize with Jean, but they quickly deleted it.
自己的言辞。
My words.
因为警方公开了一些细节。
Because the police have revealed some family relationships.
首先。
First.
在事发当天的早上。
On the morning of the incident.
珍妮斯一反常态。
Jane, in a rare moment of defiance,
第一次称呼马加德夫妇为爸爸妈妈
called the Maggett couple mom and dad for the first time.
这表明他筹备好了接下来要发生的惨剧。
This indicates that he had prepared for the tragedy of Jaleo.
做好了独享宠爱的准备。
Prepare to have your own pet.
其次
Secondly,
根据法医的报告显示
According to the forensic report,
在行凶时
while committing the crime,
路易斯先被制服捆绑
Louis was first subdued and restrained,
亲眼看着姐姐格温被殴打致死
witnessing my sister Gwen being brutally murdered,
最后有网友爆出了珍妮斯和不明人士的聊天记录
Finally, a netizen leaked,The chat records between Jane and an unknown person.
里面清晰地提到
It clearly mentions that
珍妮斯想要杀死格温和路易斯
Jane wants to kill Gwen and Louis
以取代他们的位置
To replace them
还担心自己犯下谋杀罪后
Still worried about committing murder
会不会有家庭接纳他
Will he be accepted by his family?
他还说
He also said that
虽然罪孽深重
Although guilty
但只要他诚心道歉
But if he sincerely apologizes
相信上帝会原谅他这种种的处心积虑和惨无人道的作案手法
I believe that God will forgive him for his deliberate and inhumane actions
引起了网友们的众怒
caused outrage among netizens.
他们呼吁一定要严惩凶手。
They called for the perpetrator to be severely punished.
2022年3月
March 2022,
珍妮斯和奥尔多被正式指控谋杀。
Jennies and Ewart were formally charged with murder.
珍妮斯被判31年。
Jane was sentenced to 30 years.
精进，奥尔多被判29年。
Aldo, a former member of the Black Hand Gang, was sentenced to 29 years in prison.
两人均被判缓刑。
Both were sentenced to probation.
缓刑期间
during probation,
要在福利和发展部的监管下服刑
under the supervision of the Department of Corrections, the prisoner will be incarcerated.
直到年满21周岁后
until the age of 21 years old,
在一致成人监狱
in a consistent adult prison.
而从始至终，珍妮斯毫无悔过之意。
And throughout, Jenkins showed no remorse.
他拒绝和马加德夫妇见面。
He refused to meet with the Maggots.
拒绝向他们道歉。
Refused to apologize to them.
审判时甚至面带微笑。
When the judgment was made, he was in a state of slight depression.
还对着马加德夫妇放肆大笑。
Laughing wildly at the Maggot family.
反而是他的亲生母亲找到马加德夫妇后
Instead, it was his biological mother who found the Maggot family.
跪在他们面前哭诉自己教女无方
Kneeling before them, she cried, I taught her witchcraft.
不过
However,
无论如何
No matter what,
18岁的格温和16岁的路易斯
Gwen, who was 18 years old, and Louis, who was 16 years old.
他们的生命已经无法挽回。
Their lives are beyond saving.
马加德夫妇也将永远生活在悲痛和后悔中。
The McGanns will live in grief and regret forever.
如果当初坚持不接受珍妮斯，或者在发现端倪后不再心软。
If I had insisted on not accepting Jane or stopped being soft-hearted after discovering the truth,
可能就不会发生这样的悲剧。
This might prevent such a tragedy from happening.
那么以上这些就是本期的所有内容，制作毕业。
So, that's all for this episode's production.
接着的观众
Remember to like and subscribe. Review.
转发
Forward.
这对我有很大的帮助。
This is very helpful to me.
我是小元哥。
I am Zyro Yuan.
我们下次再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
Bye.